This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
It was only a few days ago that the players were battling it out on the field. Today, they're taking on a different battle.
It's a humbling experience for us to remember where we came from and things, and know that there are people who are less fortunate, but we can also make them feel like, you know, they're very important.
3,000 families lined FedEx Field today to get a little help making their Thanksgiving meal complete. For people like Sherry Standard, this event has become a Thanksgiving tradition.
It's really a wonderful thing that the Redskins do every year for us to make sure that we provide that everybody has a nice Thanksgiving.
For many, the turkeys are a symbol of hope that their families will be together to enjoy a holiday feast.
Someone in their heart thought enough to make sure that my family have a nice Thanksgiving, and I want to say thank you.
Good thing, good way to start our Thanksgiving weekend talk radio countdown show by giving thanks, expressing thanks. That was a reporter with a good story out of the NFL. That's kind of nice for a change. A Redskins player meeting some of their less fortunate fans, handing out thousands of turkeys and other food as the Thanksgiving week progressed. So what was going on in the NFL, an example of some of the conversation on Sports Talk Radio, happens to come in at number 10, pretty much the usual thing here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. No exception. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Why not say thank you? I don't want to just do it this week. Thank you, I say all the time, for you coming in to listen, figure out what's going on in what is, for most of you, your favorite talk radio format. That is the material that follows the news, so-called news talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. The countdown begins now for the week ending Friday, November 28th, as we review the top 10 talk topics. I always like saying that is a standard as we get started in going through the alliteration. The top 10 talk topics. Say that 100 times in a row. Folks at Talkers Magazine working through the weekend. Talk radio industry in review. Talk radio programs, stations, hosts all across America. And thus the list, which we have begun because we started with number 10, the NFL and sports talk radio. Now we move to
number 9.
Earlier in the week, on the Good Day program, we visited with John Harper, who is the owner and manager of WMEL Radio. WMEL is in Melbourne along the Space Coast, Florida, where Bill Cosby had performed for a crowd that seemed to be happy to have him in town. The rape allegations against Mr. Cosby, as they have surfaced again, despite all the allegations, people enjoyed it, it would appear.
I did not, but one of my staff did, and came back with a glowing report. Bill Cosby walked on stage with no introduction at all and received a standing ovation. And from what I was told by several people, had the audience just captivated with his comments, his comedy, and perhaps the demise of Mr. Cosby is a little too soon, because here in Melbourne, it went over very well last Friday night.
All right, so I have said that I thought, you've heard me say this, I thought his career was over as a result of this. Maybe future bookings, people say, not that he wouldn't be well received, and I didn't clarify this, so I probably should, not that he wouldn't be well received by fans, because some people will, as has been suggested by my comments regarding some of the radio hosts who have taken this on, this is old stuff, and there it pits, you know, you can easily, I don't know if you can put a political spin to it, but you can put a spin to it that is, so, you know, the good, the haves and the have-nots, the good guys, the bad guys, the black guys, the white guys, whatever you want to do, old guys, young guys. But he has, if he's maybe smart, there are a lot of people who think he should have a better PR person, that he could continue to go to places where he's secure. In Melbourne, apparently, is that. Is that because of age, do you think? Why do you...
I just think, Doug, there are... You're going to find a lot of people throughout the country come coming to his support. And a lot of people here on our talk shows over the weekend on WMEO were saying that, you know, this occurred 40 years ago. Come on, give it up, give it a break. This, and these women probably want money anyway. So, you know, that it's perhaps a double-edged sword, but, again, he was very well received on Friday night.
Number eight. So number nine brings us to number eight in the succession of things, the resignation of Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Here's host Mike Violette with the Ken Altshuler talking to political analyst Trey Hardin about what Hardin thinks are the reasons for Hagel hitting the road.
Did he jump or was he pushed?
Well, I think he, any time you see something happen, go down the way it went down, I mean, that he was pushed out, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, would you want to work for this administration right now? So maybe it's a blessing in disguise for him. I mean, he's probably going to be on a plane sooner rather than later to some island just with his family saying, you know, gosh, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. No, he was pushed, and that's how things go down, you know, in politics or in administration when, you know, when you're, when you get fired.
And so let's talk a little bit, Trey, about why he was pushed. What is it about Chuck Hagel that made the administration not happy about him?
Well, I mean, I think being in that position is a losing proposition within this administration. I think serving in any capacity as it relates to international security affairs and foreign policy for this particular president, it's a losing proposition. And the reason is because it is hard to effectively do your job when there is not a clear, you know, specific strategy or policy by the president, by your boss. And I think it kind of it ties your hands. So it doesn't ultimately end up, I mean, and if that's what the president ultimately wanted the situation to be, and so that he kind of would be micromanaging his Secretary of Defense, well, I guess it ultimately worked. But it doesn't allow that Secretary of Defense to actually do the job that he was asked to do, and it also makes him an easy fall guy.
I mean, I love the phrase used, the appropriate time for him to complete his service.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
2 years.
I don't know if there's, I don't think there's enough time in the world to allow anyone in this administration to complete their time of service correctly, because I just think it's, I think this is an administration that is lost, has been lost, and I don't see anything over the next 2 years as them trying to pick up the pieces and preserve some type of legacy.
Pretty disgusting under the circumstances, isn't it? Well, it's a reality, and therefore it becomes something that we all sort of acknowledge, that this administration seems to be going nowhere, and people who are on board maybe are better off to get off the ride. 888-302-3684. If you have comments about things that are going on here as we review the top 10 items on the Talk Radio Countdown show for this weekend, the situation connecting otherwise, Doug at DougStephan.com can get to me, or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Also, comments about the items that are on the list, the hot hits of the week in talk radio for Thanksgiving weekend.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue Acoustic Guitar Pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 Tube Amp, just $149. Or a Presonus Audio Box USB Interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com. This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m. And take an extra 15% off all toys, already 10 to 40% off. Save 45 to 55% on sleepwear for the family, 50 to 60% on outerwear for the family, and 55% off trim a tree. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. This Saturday at Kohl's Super Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to compensation. Xarelto is a prescribed blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. Doctors have discovered they were unable to control or reverse serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, or stroke after taking Xarelto, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim, so call now for a free consultation. 800-630-6720. 800-630-6720. This is an advertisement, non-attorney paid spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, San Diego, California.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Number seven item or issue this week in the Talk Radio Review Department is the focus on Iran and our continuing negotiations regarding their nuclear program. Here are hosts Lauren Kahn and John Cass talking to political analyst Peter Brooks. They discuss this week's nuclear deadline for Iran and what happens now that it has been passed.
We've extended the new deadline. How many times are we going to extend this to March? But really, the final deadline is July 1st of next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm kind of happy about this because I was worried. I wrote about this in the Boston Herald last week that we were going to cave. That basically to get a deal, since there's been so few foreign policy victories lately, that we were going to cut a deal with the Iranians that would disadvantage us, but say they, you know, a peace for our time sort of agreement. So, in a certain way, I'm slightly positive about this, but once again, we haven't dealt with this problem, and this has been going on for, you know, more than 6 years. We don't know exactly what Iran is doing. Iran won't come clean on their nuclear program, parts of it, like such as the explosives part, which you would use to make the bomb, bomb itself. I'm really concerned about this, but I guess perhaps it's, better that they continue negotiating than they end it completely and Iran just breaks out. But I have problems, Lauren, just with the basis of our policy, and that's that we have a year's worth of notice based on our own intelligence that Iran is cheating on any sort of agreement. So I'm really concerned about that as well.
Well, it looks to me as just an outside casual observer that the President of the United States wants Iran to have the nukes. Because he's really, I mean, whatever blah, blah, blah these politicians can come up with over time, you look at the arc of where it's going. And where it's going is Iran gets nukes.
Let me put a fine point on that, John. I think it's not that he wants them to have nukes. I think he may have ultimately believed that he can't stop them from getting nukes. I don't think he wants them to have nukes. I mean, I think this may be the ultimate end of his policy.
So he's that. So the United States is that ineffective and basically impotent that they can't stop the coming of the Persian Empire and nuclear weapons.
Yeah. I think, after 6 years of trying, that they're failing. Absolutely. I think they are failing. This is a huge problem. People have forgotten the consequences of this, the fact that other states in the Middle East, such as Saudi Arabia, will probably move in the direction of the bomb. Iran will have the bomb. It'll allow them to do more with impunity than they're already doing. They'll continue to support terrorism more. They'll push our friends and allies around in the Middle East. This is a huge problem.
Huge problem it is. We discuss more problems. That is the basic constitution of the list of stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Now
through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on our countdown focuses once again on one of the actions of the administration. The White House quietly released plans for 3,415 new regulations that will cost 225,000 jobs and trillions of dollars over the near future. One of the most controversial was the ozone emissions plan. Here's Talk host Matt Patrick with Tea Party organizer Katrina Pearson about the releasing of all these new regulations as Thanksgiving began.
Let's talk about the federal unified agenda. What is that, Matt Patrick, you say? That's a very good question. The federal unified agenda is the Obama administration's regulatory roadmap. Thousands, over 3,000 regulations finalized in the next few months. This will be an opportunity for the Obama administration to, you know, usurp certain laws and impose regulations that will ultimately affect all of us.
These regulations are absurd. I mean, we know this president is in love with killing jobs and hurting the economy, but there's just no end to this.
Well, there's a couple here. Let's just kind of focus on a couple. The EPA, it goes after, and this is important to Texans, ranchers in particular, it wants to control very small bodies of water. The waters bill is how people refer to this. And if you look at this, what the EPA wants to do is kind of take control of even a little creek that might run through your property, correct?
Well, it is, and this is a part of a bigger project. And what's so concerning about this, because we've already had cases like this in Texas. We've had family-owned properties literally drained, whether it's a pond or a lake. And what happened is the courts have been favoring, in part, for the property owner, simply because there's water on the ground, the Fed wants to own it. So they have redefined the word water. so they could take control of it. And this is going to hurt private property. The simple fact that there is a wet leaf on your property, they can declare that a wetland and then take it from you. That's insane.
The EPA limiting greenhouse gas emissions from new and existing power plants, coal in particular. We know the president hates coal. And these rules will be finalized at some point in 2015, which could affect the consumer. It will affect the consumer at some point.
Well, it will affect the consumer because part of these regulations is more labeling coming out of the federal government for, you know, fast food chains or restaurant chains. They're going to have to reprint their menus, make more menus, bigger menus, smaller menus. And all of those costs are going to be passed directly to the consumer. I mean, this is where we're already seeing a lot of these restaurants get rid of their dollar menus, and this is going to be why.
So let me ask you this final question, Katrina, and thank you so much for joining us. Once you get a majority in the House and the Senate next year, is there any way to go back and repeal some of these regulations or water them down in some way that they don't have the effect that the Obama administration wants?
Well, you know, that's interesting, considering the American people really put it out there and said, we want to stop this agenda. But yet, you hear the Republican leadership simply capitulating. They actually want to go compromise. They want to, quote unquote, get things done. So I'm not really sure what to expect come January. So I would encourage everyone to hold their elected officials' feet to the fire. We can roll back a lot of these disastrous policies that came out of this administration.
Disastrous seems to be a modest word for all this when you consider not only what they contain, but the cynicism of releasing them so that they get lost among the coverage of Thanksgiving, all the football games, the essence of the big storm that went through the Midwest and the upper Northeast. All those things were pretty much more in front of your face than these regulations most people didn't know anything about. So now you do, and you can take action accordingly if you decide to. Our next action is to cover item number 5 on the countdown coming up.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Vic Firth 5A and 5D Black Drumstick, $3 a pair. Or American DJ 15-inch powered speakers, only $119 each. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store or guitarcenter.com.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of...
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
What's going on the countdown, the charts, the information, the stories for the week of November 24th to 28th? Yeah, the end of November, Christmas is upon us, around the corner. So in terms of where we are thus far on the countdown, we started at number 10 as usual, and pretty much as usual, the sports talk radio world becomes the focus. Bill Cosby's number 9, Chuck Hagel number 8. Iran and the nuclear negotiations going on, number 7, the emissions plan and other things that have been introduced, new regulations, number 6. So that brings us to the number 5 item, and this seems to be something that's in almost every week in some position or another, the presidential prospects for 2 years down the road. Here's host Jeremy Lawrence talking about how the president is making trouble for Hillary Clinton's campaign before even she gets started.
An interesting thing with the president making his announcement about immigration. And interestingly enough, this comes from the Wall Street Journal. They did a piece on this. This was a piece by Doug Shane and Pat Cadell. These guys are both people that are involved with, you know, doing polling and things like that. So as they dig into this piece, talking about the president and what he's doing, they come to pose this particular opinion that the president is actually damaging, of all things, Hillary Clinton's chances at the White House. Interesting. He did that before. Now apparently he's doing it again. And in this particular piece in the Wall Street Journal, Shane and Cadell point out that in the next election, because 2016, you're looking ahead, that everybody's figuring Hillary Clinton's running on the Democratic side. Whether she is or not, we don't know. But they pointed out that there's already trouble brewing for Hillary Clinton. They said the national exit poll from the recently completed midterms showed her with less than a majority of voters, 43%, saying that she would make a good president. Now, when they put her up against an unnamed Republican candidate, Mrs. Clinton lost 40-34. That's not good if you're Hillary Clinton. Now, add to it the president. And, you know, with the midterms, I mean, he was the one that said, yeah, you know what? I'm not on the ballot. My policies are, though.
Number four.
Number four this week on our talk radio review is a focus on the congressional work being done or not being done in the lame duck session, which is on from now until when the new Congress begins first of next year. Here are hosts Dave Gentry and Elizabeth Hess talking to Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois about whether Congress is likely to get anything done between now and when things change at the beginning of the new year.
Do you think we're going to get anything done in Congress other than people posturing for a run for the presidency?
I do. I mean, we had the argument during this last race that I ran that, you know, Congress didn't do anything. Well, you know what? We did. We actually passed some major legislation that was bottled up in partisan politics. And people like to say, well, there was the fewest number of bills that were signed into law. Well, that's because we have 384 pieces of legislation that were stuck in the Senate, many of them with huge bipartisan majorities that they passed the House with. But some of those bills that were signed into law, too, Dave and Elizabeth, were bridge namings, like my Stand Mutual Veterans Memorial Bridge, or they were naming of federal buildings or post offices. That's not a good barometer of whether or not Congress has been effective. I think the Farm Bill and other major legislation is the barometer of whether or not we can be effective. And the president doesn't help effectiveness by just issuing executive actions.
Let's talk about something that is a bipartisan issue, and that is you released a statement on the Environmental Protection Agency's announcement on renewable fuel standards. And this is critical to jobs in our country and our economy. And there's still not a definitive ruling from the EPA. Can you explain a little bit about this?
Yeah, I think the EPA punted. Frankly, I think the EPA is on a path to want to get rid of the renewable fuel standard, which puts forth rules and regulations to where we have a biofuel mixture in our fuel systems here in this country. I think it's great for Illinois. It's great for America, not only with our ag economy, but it's also great for national security, where we're continuing to rely less upon foreign oil. And I think this is one step in continuing our path towards America's energy independence. But this decision, all it did was punt the EPA's decision, which is good right now, because they could have ruled against the RFS, and I think it would have been extremely detrimental to our local economy that relies a great deal on agriculture and agribusinesses that are related.
Number three,
the executive amnesty order of this past week, a lot of conversation, most of it critical about that, using executive orders to implement immigration reform, however, seemed to get people the hottest. Here our host, Frank Beckman, and Congressman Bill Huizinger of Michigan, talking about the plan to use the executive order system to make immigration reform a law.
Those of you who are critical of the administration on immigration are just beside yourself, I know, over what the president announced late last week. As you look forward to a majority in both houses of Congress is now, Congressman Huizinger, what do you see as possibilities for fighting the president's executive action, unilateral action to legalize more than 5 million illegals in this country?
You know, Frank, if you're in the White House and you see Saturday Night Live taking swipes at you, if you haven't seen that opening of SNL from Saturday, you got to see it, because it's like dead on. And, the response from Congress needs to be firm. And I think as the president's been talking about this, he views himself differently, and has said that no other president could take the kind of action that he has. Well, that's just not how our system works. You know, the Constitution isn't set up that way. This has not happened to this magnitude before, and this isn't the only time he's done that. You know, he lost on his recess appointments, argument in front of the Supreme Court, a number of other things that have gone on. So this is clearly a president who views himself very differently than any other president has.
Well, his argument is that other presidents, going back to Kennedy, right through his predecessor, George W. Bush, all used the same tactic of executive action to make moves on various subjects, including immigration along the way, by the way. And he uses that as an excuse for what he did.
And specifically on the George H.W. Bush was one of the examples that he had on an immigration issue. The Washington Post just came out with a fact checker that gave it four Pinocchios, meaning they're just stretching the truth all over the place. The issue is that it has never gone to this extent. And there's always been a natural and, frankly, healthy tension between the legislative branch, both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate, and the executive. That goes back, I'm a student of history, that goes back to George Washington and Lincoln and throughout the years and decades. So that part's not new. What is new is sort of this new territory and new ground that this president has been breaking. And frankly, he's been losing most of those legal arguments when it makes it to the end of the court system.
All right, so more frustration there. I guess that's part of what number three is all about. Speaking of frustration, the next two items, the top two items, number two and number one on the countdown this week, all have to do with Ferguson and what has gone on there, the essence of the biggest conversation of the week, the grand jury decision. So I'm not taking away from what the stories are all about, but I'm letting you know that the rest of the countdown is pretty much a focus on that. So if that's something that's on the top of your hit list, if you'll pardon the pun, then you'll perhaps find the next few minutes very compelling here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A
light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Buff and mask it responsibly.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Number two.
Number two and number one, as I said, are related. Doug Steffen here with a wrap-up of our review of the items for Thanksgiving week. The essence of the protesting and the rioting that overran Ferguson after the grand jury decision in the Michael Brown case sort of has dwindled as we go into the weekend, just a few small groups of people, and those people are trying to clean up the community and trying to figure out what normalcy is. There were some demonstrations before Thanksgiving, and there were even in St. Louis. There were a lot of people that brought the tension to the entire state of Missouri. As a matter of fact, there was tension in a number of cities, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, others, where there wasn't so much arson and looting, but just people, mostly college age, protesting the announcement that this white police officer would not face charges in the shooting of Michael Brown. As you listen to the input from his interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, you got a different picture. And if you overviewed some of the things that were in the grand jury's report, you got a different picture. But also, it was distressing to learn that the person who was a prosecutor in the town was not exactly objective. That seemed pretty apparent as well. Here are our hosts Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to reporter Mark Saplessa on the morning after the first night of all the protests and riots with the culmination of the grand jury's announcements.
What did you think of last night? It was quite a night.
I can't even answer that in a simple sentence yet, because it was terribly complex in so many ways. A couple of different things struck me about the prosecuting attorney's news conference, and then, of course, the aftermath was sad and disheartening that violence and looting and fires have to follow peaceful demonstrations and, calls for better understanding between the black and brown community and a police force are one thing, and that's a good thing to call for, a better relationship there. But to torch, a Little Caesars where 12 Ferguson African-American employees, work and now have no work, or to torch an antique shop, a homegrown antique shop owned by a 48-year-old African-American woman and her family with their life savings in it, what good does that do? So there are those things that just swirl in my head.
I can't figure it out. I don't see how the two are related. Bill, you said it best when poor Michael Brown, time to get a new stereo.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. There's no correlation at all. It's just,
it's knuckleheads taking advantage of, lawlessness, getting away with crap when they, if you're talking about the violence and the looting.
But those aren't the protesters. I mean, that's what's bothersome when I hear people saying, oh, those protesters. Those aren't the protesters.
No, they're, for the most part, probably not. And for the most part, not. And so that's exactly the tragedy of it all. Beyond that, the protesters, I think the complex thing is the protesters, many of them probably could not hear what the prosecutor was saying. And I think listening to the prosecutor probably would have been beneficial for some people. Some people probably wouldn't have trusted anything the prosecutor said. That's their judgment. But if you actually paid attention to what the prosecutor said and had a chance to just absorb it, it might make you pause and say, you know what, I don't have time to read the 4,000 pages that were in the grand jury's lap, but, let's reserve judgment and let's do some homework here. But if you are concerned about, again, the mistrust between the black and brown community and police forces across the country, and that is numerous, I understand. Protest. Push for change. And even like the president said, you know, don't throw a Molotov cocktail. Do something positive to try and further that change.
Interesting. Yeah, the people who are doing all those things, basically what Michael Brown was accused of and lost his life over, that stuff still continues. Matter of fact, there are a lot of protesters as the weekend began. Protester Janetta Elzy, who had been tweeting, posting videos of demonstrations, the groups going into Walmart and Target stores in Brentwood, Missouri, a couple of Walmarts in St. Charles, one Walmart in Manchester. Television reports that in the suburbs of Maplewood and Kirkwood, police cars and National Guard vehicles were patrolling the Walmart stores, worried about protesters. I wonder what there was about the Walmart stores that the protesters found intriguing. More on this coming up in the number one position here.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
So, number one this week on the charts and the stories list, the Ferguson decision, the grand jury, and the way it was placed, the information that was placed before all of you to try to get through and understand. From my Good Day program during the week, Rich McFadden and I talked to Steve Wiseman, who is the legal person we use both for the Good Day program and on the Countdown. He explains the Ferguson grand jury's decision from his perspective on not indicting the officer involved.
The prosecutors did a very unusual thing in releasing all of the testimony and all of the evidence. And
yeah, that never happens, right?
No, never. But they really wanted to show some transparency. They were going to be criticized for whatever happened. And as I was going through this, I'll tell you, the key things that stood out with me is I think the grand jury, from what I see, made the right decision. And the witness, I want to blame the media, because the media apparently was reporting that he was surrendering with his hands in the air, and this was done over and over again when it was apparently the comment and the view of certain eyewitnesses who later changed testimony, including people who said he was shot in the back. He was not shot in the back. The physical evidence shows there was an altercation at the vehicle, and the where the blood was later, he was charging and was coming toward Officer Wilson when he was shot. Now, should Officer Wilson have taken him down with a headshot? I think probably not, but that's asking, you know, for a cooler head than I think is required under the law. The fact that he was unarmed, the fact that he had already, and he was a big guy. I mean, I don't like the turning Michael Brown into a saint, and I thought that people saying, well, it was just trying to slander him by saying that just prior to this, you're showing him apparently robbing a, you know, a convenience store. No, that is a relevant fact. And I think, frankly, what the grand jury did was a very careful deliberation. They looked at physical evidence. They looked at autopsies. They had witnesses. And I think they made the right decision.
All right, so there's Stephen J.J. Wiseman talking with me about the decision. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to a legal analyst named Todd Flood. Flood thinks the grand jury ought to have indicted Wilson on a lesser charge.
Is this decision the result of them or the result of a bad prosecutor? Because everybody who doesn't like this decision is pointing at the prosecutor and saying he blew it. And everyone who likes this decision says, it's 12 jurors, and they all heard it. What more do you want? So who's right?
Well, it's the $64 million question. If I was in there, I could give you a better answer. We weren't. We have to trust it, unfortunately, one way or the other, and it's going to be second-guessed forever. My thought is that we will read and scrutinize all of it, and unfortunately, it's going to polarize more and more. The thing to me is I can't imagine not being bound over on at least one of the counts. Like, for example, all right, so he didn't have premeditated murder in his mind. It wasn't first degree. All right, second degree. The catchphrase for second degree is there was there a willful, wanton disregard that either death or a great bodily harm was going to happen? Well, all right, maybe you don't get second degree because it wasn't just a gross, I mean, a disregard for life. But voluntary manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter, a reckless discharge of a firearm, and then if it's an affirmative question, like, for example, the self-defense, you know, I was acting in self-defense, you know, those things to me resonate as at least you would think a jury may see.
Then why didn't it happen? But then why didn't it happen?
Well, obviously,
are you saying all twelve grand jurors are white supremacists and they don't want to see a white guy on trial for this? Why didn't it happen?
Well, he only needed 9 of the 12.
Okay, 9 of the 12 are making all their decisions based on race.
Well, God forbid. But, you know, I wasn't in there, and I don't...
So that is what you're saying.
You and I will never know the vote. Okay. That vote's not going to come out.
All right, so there it is, the number one item. Let's look at DougStephan.com. Those of you who are into the top talk topics that we go through every week here, you know that on Friday and over the weekend, we post the essence of all these stories and ask you to tell us which one is most important to you. So whether it's the Ferguson situation, the executive amnesty, what's going on in politics, the situation with international relationships, Bill Cosby, you pick your choice and let us know. It's always interesting and important for you to weigh in. So you can do that. Top 10 topics, the subject of the poll at DougStephan.com. That's it for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.